Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with Mary are those of the author, guests, and hosts, and does not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of the radio show. Any content provided by our guests, author, blogger, or host is the intent for personal use, their opinion, and for informational purposes only, and is not intended to speak against any religious, ethnic groups, club, organization, companies, individuals, or anyone or anything. Hello, hello, and welcome everyone to another episode on Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show. It is an honor to host this radio show today. I am thrilled for my special guest. Before I invite her on, I would like to just open up in prayer and just thank God for the day. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you to just say thank you. Thank you for your angels of protection and watch over us each and every day, Father God. Thank you for getting us through the hurdles of today, Father. Thank you for allowing us to have this episode that it can open up eyes so that people know their worth versus selling. In Jesus' name, we praise you and we thank you. So today we're going to be talking about knowing your worth versus settling. And I am thrilled to have my special guest on the show. Special guest will be Miss Tammy Mobley. Now, Miss Tammy is an empowerment coach, a survivor of advocate, a United States of Women ambassador for Virginia. She's a radio personality, a speaker, and she's also the CEO of Flawless Imperfection, LLC. So without further ado, I would like to welcome Miss Tammy on the show.
Hello. I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are more than welcome. How was your day?
Say it again. You broke up a little bit. I'm sorry. Could you say that again?
How was your day?
It's going pretty good. It's been pretty busy. I was out of town this weekend, so you know how it is trying to catch up on Monday when you go out. It's fun when you go out and do things, but then when you come back, it's like, woohoo, I got a lot of stuff going on.
Trust me, I understand, trying to catch up.
Definitely, definitely.
So it is such an honor to have you on the show with me. So if you can just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, like you did, you did a great job reading my bio. So thank you. Again, my name is Tammy Mobley. I live in Chester, Virginia. I am a mom, first of all, mom and a wife. I want to say that first. I have four kids, two biological. I really hate to say step, but I'll say my two step bonus kids, and I just became a United States of Women ambassador for Virginia. And what that means is that United States of Women, we fight for gender equity and make sure that women are all treated equally, and we have a seat at the table as well. I am a domestic violence survivor, and I'm an advocate. I've worked as a peer counselor for survivors after my domestic violence situation. I'm also an empowerment and relationship coach. I'm certified empowerment coach and a relationship coach. I also have a character and leadership development program for young girls in Richmond. I'm contracted through Next Up, which is in turn contracted through Richmond Public School. It's called Real Girls Responsible, Empowered, and Loved. So I do that virtually each week with my girls. I was doing in person in Chesterfield County, Richmond, and Henrico. But since we're now in COVID, everything is done virtually, so I'm doing that also. And lastly, the other hat that I wear, I also provide coaching, training, and consultation to any nonprofit organizations that's trying to build their nonprofit organization or trying to maintain through, I'm contracted through Mentor Virginia.
Oh, wow. That is totally amazing. You have a lot going on there.
A lot, yes. A lot going on. That's why I was saying this weekend was so good for me to go away this weekend, and now I'm like, oh, wow, I went away, but I got a lot to catch up on.
So I get you're doing all of this in the midst of being a mom and a wife. So how do you balance all that?
It is time. Luckily that my now, like the youngest one is 17 years old, so he's a senior and he's getting ready to go to college next year. So that is a blessing. So I don't have to watch over him, you know, constantly. And even in the virtual world, like he's really good. Actually today he said, you want me to check my grades? I said, no, because I know you got it. So that's, so I don't have to do that as much. And then, oh, I forgot to say that I am the radio host of Beyond Surviving with Tammy, where we recognize, empower, and support survivors. So my husband is very supportive in that aspect. He comes to the station with me. He opens the door for my guests. He takes pictures. So he does that. For my Real Girls program, I have like two interns that are high school kids because I'm working with middle school kids that come in there and try to give me the young person's perspective. So just trying to juggle a lot of hats. And I also keep a schedule of everything. Every day I have what I'm going to do, and that helps me keep a little bit more organized.
Okay, well, awesome. Thanks for sharing. I'm going to put some of those nuggets in my bucket.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yes. So, as you know, October is so many awareness month. So, we want to focus on domestic violence. How does domestic violence impact knowing your worth versus settling?
So, I'm a survivor, so I've been all over with domestic violence, talking, listening, speaking, training. And as a survivor, I don't believe that we settle. You know, we don't settle. It's just that we don't know our worth. We don't know how to love ourselves. And so we figure that whatever we're getting is okay. But abuse is about control and manipulation. So it's not that we're actually settling for it. It's that we don't even know any better. We don't know the red flags to look for. We just see that this person comes and they're handsome or whatever they could be. They're giving us gifts. They're smiling in our face. So we think that's what love is really is, but we actually don't know what it is. So I wouldn't say that we're selling. It's just that we really don't know our worth because we have not been shown love in a positive, a healthy way.
That's awesome. I would agree with you because some of us, you know, our upbringing is totally different. So our definition of love can be totally different. You know, some of us may have grown in homes where we haven't heard someone say, I love you, or actually show that we love a person. So maybe that's why people settle, because they don't know what they're actually worth. Because they don't know the definition.
Right.
So that's really good. So how important is it for others to establish their wholeness before entering into a relationship or marriage?
It's very important. I would say when my husband and I first started dating, I think within the first week, he asked me a lot of questions. And first I was thinking, why is he asking me all these questions? But what I tell people now is that he was asking me, like, to get to know you questions. And it wasn't the fluff questions like, what's your favorite color or what kind of movie you like or anything like that. It was like the questions like, okay, so how are you with your finances? Like, how do you feel about the man being a household? Like, how do you feel about going to church? And then he said, you know, if there's no right or wrong answer, it just seemed that we gel and if we could connect. right? But if I didn't know myself, I probably wouldn't even know how to answer some of those questions. If I didn't know, like, what self-love was and what the worth I had to bring to the table for me to say, okay, well, whatever you got, come with it, because I'm ready to answer your questions, right? And instead of me, and I didn't feel, at first, I'm not going to lie, at first I was like, why is he asking that? Maybe, you know, it was a little intimidating, because how many times you go on a date and a guy really is asking you all those questions? You know, as you said, what's your favorite food? And, you know, right? Yeah, nothing like
there's
that. But
like
he asked me. Yeah, I usually call it the fluff question. But he asked me those questions, and in turn, like, I already knew myself. I knew how to answer those questions. I knew what I wanted out of a relationship. I knew what I wanted if it even escalated to marriage. Like, I already knew my self-worth, and I knew myself before I was able to either answer his question or even get into a relationship with him.
Oh, wow. I just have to give you a hand clap for that, because, you know, it's truly amazing. You know, because not too many of us as women, even as men, understand who we are, understand our worth. And, you know, for me, my father died when I was 5 years old. And, of course, not having a male role model in my life, it played a factor in, you know, different choices that you make along the way. You know, I call them, you know, the song TLC Scrubs. different calibers of a man, and you're not understanding that that is not what love is until you grow up and you mature and you find yourself in Christ. You understand, okay, well, this is what love is. So you
right.
know your worth, and you're not going to settle for less. So why would you say women and men, why would you say women and men degrade themselves? Because I have heard that, you know, you hear people that say, I'd rather have a piece of a man than no man at all. I'd rather have half of a man than getting the whole of a person. So why would you say someone is experiencing that, and what would you say to them?
So, like I said, I'm an empowerment coach, so I never place the blame on that person. Right, because I believe that's the victim blame. And so I never place it. I don't say that they're settling or that they're degrading themselves, because once again, they probably don't even know what real love is or a healthy relationship looks like. I was raised in a very unhealthy household. My father was very abusive to my mom, and physically abusive to her, and emotionally and mentally abusive to my brother and myself. And there was things that, you know, at that time, like, I didn't always say to my mother, why don't you leave him? Like, I felt like she was degrading herself and just dealing with it. But not until I became a peer counselor and became educated and worked with survivors and knowing that, okay, there's so many different, you know, aspects to an unhealthy relationship. People say because of kids. People say because of finances. People say because they really don't have anywhere to go. So I don't really believe it's about degrading. It's just because they don't know. They don't know the resources. They don't know there's something else out there. They don't know that there is actually love out there. It takes a person an average of 7 times to leave an unhealthy relationship. So that means that they're going back and forth, right? And they don't really know their work. They don't know that there's something else better, but because that person has already controlled their mind and manipulated them to the point that they're saying, I don't even have it. My ex-husband used to tell me all I had was a pretty face. That's what he used to say. All you have is a pretty face.
Wow.
You don't have anything else, right? So it was like, nobody's not going to want you, but you have a pretty face. You know, that's all. Yeah. So when he actually attempted to in my life, that's one of the things that he tried to attack first. Like, I had stitches over my eye. He actually bit my face, things like that, to destroy that. Yeah, so I think that's what it is,
so,
you know, that we
see. I don't mean to cut you off. We're running out of time. So
I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to have you back on the show. So where can we find out, where can the audience find out more information about what you did?
You can, I'm on Instagram under Tammy M. Mobley, TammiMobley, Mobley, and also on Facebook, I'm Beyond Surviving with Tammy. You can find me there. And my website is Flawless and Perfection.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Tammy, for being on the show, and I'm going to have you back on the show. But definitely, I appreciate you being on the show and being transparent, sharing this information with the audience. And I pray that it was able to help some people, and it was able to actually enlighten me as well. So thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for having me. Have a great evening.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, you guys, so you heard it first from Ms. Tammy Mobley. So I encourage you to follow her on her social media platform as well as her website. Until next time, be blessed.
For more information about my mom or booking, please visit motivationalmary.com.
Until next time. Good day.
Thank you.
Good day. Have a good day.